We want to follow this breaking news. So hundreds of West Coast dairy farmers have voted to sell 150-year-old dairy co-op Westland Milk Products to the Chinese conglomerate Yili for nearly $500 million. Westland Milk is the second largest dairy company in New Zealand behind Fonterra and its big employer on the West Coast. And Yili already owns the South Canterbury dairy company Oceania. RNZ rural reporter Maya Burry joins us now from Greymouth. Hi there, Maya.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for your coverage of this throughout the day today. And was it a surprise an hour or so ago when we found out that the dairy farmers had voted to sell?
Well, not too much of a surprise. And I guess that's just because it's been really tough here for farmers for the last few years. They've been delivered really poor, extremely low milk price payouts from Westland Milk Products. And so that's had a massive impact on morale. It's affected the viability of their businesses, essentially. So when the company presented this offer of selling to Yili, it seemed, I think, like a way out for these farmers, although with that comes losing their cooperative structure. These are West Coasters. They're very proud of where they come from. And, you know, they want to say, have a say on how their businesses run, essentially. So it's really bittersweet for them. But I've just come out of a media briefing with the company's chair, Pete Morrison, and he told media that 94% of the 350 farmer shareholders who did have their say and voted voted to support the sale. So,
wow. You
know, that just leaves just 6%. And that was more probably a protest vote, I would say.
Yeah, so almost unanimous. Did it get very heated at all, this debate?
Well, it was quite actually sad to see some of the farmers walking out. They looked a bit gutted, and some of them were visibly emotional. And as I say, that's because this co-op has a really long history on the coast. And so to kind of sign that away is really sad for them. It's important to note that this does still need approval from the Overseas Investment Office, but the company's chair, Pete Morrison, seemed to indicate he didn't think that would be a problem. He also said that Yili hasn't made any indications of what it intends to do. He said that they'll just be wanting to get their feet on the ground and kind of see how things run for a year before they make any major decisions. But he did say that at this stage, you know, job security was a given.
What's the appeal of the new owner? Is it going to be cash in hand?
Yeah, so obviously these farmers were paid for their shares in the co-op, which means that they'll be able to pay off some of the debt that has been kind of looming over their heads for quite a while now because of these really low payouts. So that takes a bit of stress off them, but I don't think they're going to be going out and buying new cars or anything like that because, as I said, it's been really tough over here. So they all do have, you know, quite high debt levels, and so I think the banks will be snapping that up pretty quickly.
Hey, thanks again for your coverage of it, Maya. I really appreciate it.
No worries.